Hello, Royals fans. Welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics here at EMU, and I want to welcome you to this week's podcast. We are underway, as some people would say. Thanks for joining us. I'm joined this time by James DeBoer, our Sports Information Director. It's good to have you back again.
Yeah, been a crazy summer. I mean, been in and out, just never for the podcast, so it's good to be back under a microphone.
Good. Well, we're going to be giving you a few highlights and updates. If you've been on our webpage recently, meaning within the last day or maybe within the last little while, you'll see that James is starting his preseason reports for each of the different sports. And we're not going to go into detail with each of those. I'm going to highlight a couple of things from this preseason week and look ahead to some of the new things that are coming on, and we'll ask for James's observations as to just what he sees coming on, generally speaking, in some of the sports and some of the things we're doing. As you know, we've been in preseason all week. I went over that schedule with you last week, I think. It's been a really good week, with the exception of one day of really heavy rain and a few lightning bolts that chased everybody inside. Spirit of the kids has been really good. I think limited number of injuries from what I've seen. We had 2 days of really warm days, not hot, but the humidity was high. So we've made use of the ice bath pool. Sorry, I didn't want to give anybody the thought that maybe we've had a swimming pool. But each year, Mike Downey, our head trainer, brings in a blow-up swimming pool in the whirlpool room and fills that with ice water, and that's really helpful for the muscle. The other unique piece that you might want to know is, I mentioned last week, we've been feeding people four times a day, and somewhere along the line, I think it was this summer, there was a running camp here, and one of the most well-known long-distance runners, Jim Ryan, held his camp here. And somewhere in the process of that, chocolate milk has become the new great recovery drink. And I cannot believe how much chocolate milk these kids are drinking, particularly at the 9 o'clock meal. And supposedly all the reports are that this is a new great recovery drink.
So it's replaced the magic spray from World Cup a couple of years
ago?
Well,
that one I'm not sure about that. We might be there. Gatorade does replenish some way, but apparently chocolate milk does. So we ran out the other day. But anyway, that's just a sidelight that if you are in training and you really work yourself hard, apparently chocolate milk is okay. I wouldn't suggest it before the workout, but
yeah,
I might suggest
not.
It after the workout. So anyway, the great spirit among the kids have been very helpful, very pleasant to work with, patient in terms of our getting the food for them and everything like that. So we've had a good week, couple of them scrimmages. This week, the field hockey will have a play day coming up. So not only did they get the three-a-days in, a couple of them had really good team bonding activities. Mm-hmm. I participated last night in a cook-off that the field hockey team had. Nice. And they divided them up into four different groups, and they had to stay within a budget, and they had to go get their food. And one group made an appetizer, one group made an entree, one group made a dessert, one group made a salad. And I was in my office working, and they said, "Would you help come be a judge?" And I said, "As long as it's a free dinner." You missed it, James.
You could have had a free dinner. I'm feeling kind of left out
here. So it was really interesting. And then after we were done with that, they took off and did some kind of a scavenger hunt around Harrisonburg. And so the team building is really important, and had a lot of kids have been really thankful for what we've done for them in terms of providing. It turns out to be about a $12,000 week in terms of meals. But somehow we believe that certainly they have to have that in terms of being ready. So that's a little background of the week. We will end on Friday, and orientation starts. All the new kids will be back. But these kids really get a great opportunity to get connected to EMU because they're here for a whole weekend with their team. And then we'll get started with that. Open up with a play day on Sunday, and then fall into classes next week. And we open up on the 30th. With some of the first activities. So, James, give us a little update on your summer and some of the activities, some of the stuff you worked on over the summer, and then we'll jump in just a little bit with what to expect.
Well, sure. A lot of people ask me what I do during the summer because, you know, sports information director, people are used to seeing me keeping stats and writing articles of a game report. There obviously aren't any games during the summer, but summer is a good time to catch up on paperwork and do things that I haven't been able to do since last September, kind of a deal. So hopefully you've kept an eye on the website over the summer. Certainly the articles have not been coming up as frequently, but I've been trying to, you know, keep interesting pieces up. So, you know, I've seen the record books be updated for each sport has their own record book, and It's been fun to update those and kind of catch up on some of the other pieces. One of the last things I did was actually the article on the senior athletic banquet that we have every year, and which is, of course, one of the best parts of the entire year, I think. And so it was nice to see that article come together again. So catch some of those things on the website. And, of course, the busy thing, once August hits, we're working on programs and schedules and such like that. So if you haven't seen them, hopefully they're popping up around town, around campus. The fall poster schedules are out, so hopefully you're seeing them. If you want a pocket schedule, drop by the athletic suites. If you come during off hours, there's always pocket schedules out by the Loyal Royals display at the front hallway. So those are other things that come out of my office during the summer.
When you're talking about schedules, James, mm-hmm. there is a total composite athletic schedule on the webpage as well, right?
Yes.
I know you do one for
yes.
each sport, but then there's one that lists it chronologically, I think.
Right, yes. If you're looking for the overall schedule of all sports, it's at this point it doesn't include the spring and winter sports. We haven't posted those yet, but if you go to the top part, one of the drop down menus has all the Inside Athletics little features in there, and one called schedule, and it'll show you everything chronological order. It's a good comprehensive way to look at the schedule.
Well, I encourage you to jump on that if you're within driving distance of being around here at the university, to pick those when those home games are going to be, whether mm-hmm. they're indoor indoor, then you don't have to look at each individual sport. Mm-hmm. So we're getting ready to roll. We've already talked a little bit about the new bleachers out on the turf field.
Yeah.
Excited about that. We just got the okay to go ahead, and we're going to put a large welcome sign on the back of that. So as you're coming up Parkwood Drive, there's going to be a large sign across the top of the bleachers that marketing has agreed to put up, and we're working on the content right now, probably something like Welcome to Royal Land or Welcome to the Royals or Welcome to EMU or Eastern Mountain University. So it's going to really dress things up, getting ready to move the concession stand over, and I think we've also got ourselves up ready to do a few more webcasts. Is that true?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff around that soccer field right now for soccer and field hockey. And one thing we're working on is we're hoping to add webcasts of each of men's, women's soccer, and field hockey. We haven't really been able to do that in the past, but we've had IS and Fizzplant kind of combining on some tasks and trying to put in a permanent line, internet line, out in the press box out there. Once that's up and running, boom, we can throw up some webcasts. So that's the hope this fall. Last I checked, the lines are out there. The ports aren't actually built into place. So I think IS is still figuring out which protective box they specifically want down there. But so keep an eye out for that. We'll try to release that schedule.
So you'll release a schedule ahead of time.
Three games for each of men's soccer, women's soccer, and field hockey.
And we are, again, doing a webcast on the volleyball as well.
We'll definitely be doing volleyball. Everything in Yoder Arena we can do pretty easily. So it's going to be fun to just continue to increase the video coverage that we can provide of EMU sports, because I know that so many of you guys who aren't close and can't make it to the games want to see things. And a quick note about stuff out in the soccer field, the field hockey field, that the games we're trying to do, we're shooting for midweek games because I figure a lot of parents can probably come to a Saturday game in Harrisonburg, but maybe not a Wednesday night game. So trying to pick up more of those weekday events.
Okay, well, look for that schedule to come out there. Of course, everybody comes back energized and ready to go. The spring sports actually will start their fall schedule before too long into it. Or as we just found out, we're sure that the basketball team's going to want to get together and play a pickup game of some side, probably on Saturday when they move in or something like that. So it really does fly into full action. I want to close today simply by saying that one of the things that really was a highlight for me during this preseason week was we always have a massive meeting with everybody to sign the NCAA papers. And I decided this year to take the opportunity to break them into smaller groups and to meet with each team or maybe two teams together. And part of the reason was one of the difficulties of my work is the fact that I don't really get to know the kids, and they don't get to know me as well. And so what I did this time was to really have an opportunity to share with them my passion for what they're doing. And one of the things that we've really constantly, you've probably heard me say this before, and I hate to sound like a broken record, I really found an opportunity, and it was a real neat experience for me to be able to share my passion for why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I think they began to understand a little bit more about what all it is that we're going through. And some of the things that I highlight, of course, that this is to be a 4-year experience. This is to be something that you really try to develop to your fullest potential. But the reason to do it every experience that you have is something that's going to help shape you for later in life. And so whether it be the way you relate to your teammates, whether it be the rate to the coach, whether there's a time you lose because somebody scores a goal with 3 seconds to go, or maybe you miss a penalty kick in overtime or whatever the case might be, all of these different experiences, your role in the team and everything else, the whole purpose, while we want to win and we want it to be there, the whole purpose is how can they take that experience and learn something from it so that when they're 35 or 45, they're able to see that. And I think some of them began to, I talked with them about try to figure out what's unique about your sport, because each sport brings its stuff. I said that I've always said that I think the quote worst position you could ever be is a backup setter in volleyball, because you never replace the setter in volleyball. It's not quite like the backup catcher who gets put in every once in a while. It's not like the you can put somebody on the soccer field and they can feel like they're a part of the game. I talked about, so that's unique to that particular sport. I talked about cross country. I mean, either you cross the line first or you cross the third. I mean, there's no other, either you're the winner or the not. Mm-hmm. And it depends all on you. So I don't know what that means, but that's something they have to deal with that volleyball doesn't or soccer doesn't have to. So really encouraging them to understand, what is it about this sport is the stuff of life that I can use later? How's it going to help me? And one of the things we're trying to do is to make sure that they see this as a 4-year experience, so they're not stopping after 2 years, and that they're not saying, okay, I'm done and I've played too much, blah, 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 go on. But really, junior and senior year is where they really learn the most. So it's been a real thrill for me to be able to get that. I've had positive reaction coming back. They really appreciated hearing why I do what I do. And it's not about me, but it's just about, I realize that maybe we haven't spent enough time articulating to them what we believe, what I believe firmly about EMU athletics. And while we will do everything we can to develop the best teams and try to win, the ultimate goal is always, how have you changed as a person and how have you brought something, put something inside of yourself that you can draw on at a later point. So, and you're going to pick up some of that, I'm sure, in some of the personal stories we have and things like that. So it's been a real blessing for this week. It's been a great week. We're really excited about it. All of us are a little bit on the antsy side because we're starting a new year. And as I mentioned before, all the changes that we have going on in here, people are a little bit uptight about seeing that first volleyball match come on. Well, actually, volleyball tournament come on, yeah. And throws you right under the bus right from the get-go, and new work study staff and everything else. But I can just tell you, I'm energized and I'm ready to go. And I hope you are too. Any last words you want to say about what you see as exciting for this coming fall?
Last words.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You're starting to make this volleyball tournament sounds a little crazy.
Okay. No. Sorry. Last words for this podcast.
No, it certainly is exciting this time of year, and I'm sure we could say it every time we hit this time of year, but it's so much fun as I've been interviewing the coaches and taking a look at what their seasons are looking like and what they think their seasons are looking like and what the new players coming in. It's just a lot of fun, and it's always interesting to me to see at the end of the year, it's not at all what you expected at the beginning of the year. And so coaches say, you know, well, I'm hoping for this, and, you know, if this happens, we can do this. And a lot of it depends on health, of course, or just how the new players mesh in. But it's just a very fun time, and in my mind, storylines are just flying all over the place. So it's a lot of fun. But just come out and check out some of the sports. But certainly I want to talk about that volleyball invite. It's Friday. Starts the first match is at 3 o'clock on Friday.
That's Friday the 30th.
Friday the 30th, and then Saturday the 31st. There's 3 matches each day, 3 o'clock on Friday, 10 o'clock on Saturday. It's all free. So
I think everybody else is away.
Yes.
So that's the only thing on campus that first weekend of school. So, hey, thanks for joining us this week. We'll look forward to talking with you next week. And until we do that, I invite you to make it a great week.